Molly Cook lived in Church Stretton until the ripe old age of 96, and she always dreamed of putting a life story down on paper. Now, unfortunately, dementia set in before she could achieve her goal, so now her granddaughter, Catherine Ann Lee, has done it for her. And the book's called From Dust to Dust and A Lifetime in Between, and Catherine joins us now. Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
Now, this is written in the first person, so was it difficult to step into your grandmother's shoes?
No, not really, actually, because, well, I wanted to do it in the first person because I just thought sort of a normal biography, there's always a bit of a distance in between you and the main character, and I wanted people really to be able to stand in her shoes and to feel how it was like being Molly, because I thought that's just much more emotional and takes you much more into the story. And no, it wasn't difficult because standing in her shoes, I've known her for my whole life, so I know what she's like, and I really enjoyed the trip, actually, being her for a couple of months and thinking the way she would have thought.
A bit emotional, I would have thought, though, because when you distance yourself by, that's my mother, my grandmother, that's my sister, there's that separation, but actually going through the same emotions that she did is a different thing altogether, isn't it?
It is, because you get a new perspective of the whole situation. For example, when Bill, her husband, died, it was, for me, it was losing a grandparent. That was very sad, of course. But then going through the whole situation again of in her shoes, seeing her losing her husband and her lifelong friend, that was then very emotional. So actually, it was very interesting because I got to see it from another point of view, from her point of view, and how it must have felt for her.
And did you come across any surprises that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, one thing was actually a surprise to me. She and also my dad, they always had a picture of my mum on a boat hung up in the living room, both of them the same picture. And I always wondered why did they have this picture up? Because I thought it was shortly before she passed and she didn't look very well. And I never could really understand why they had this picture, because I always thought, why don't you put a really pretty picture on her up where she's still well and young? But they didn't. And writing the story, it then suddenly dawned on me, I realised why they had that picture put up. It was the last outing they had with my mum. And at that point of time, I was a small child, so I didn't really realise that my mum was going to die. So I didn't realise the importance of the outing. But then later on, writing the book and thinking about the picture and why they put it up, it was so clear to me that it was because they wanted to remember that special day and this last outing they had with her. And that was a big learning for me.
Oh, it's pulling on the old heartstrings there. And I guess the war, of course, will have had a massive effect on Molly.
It did, yeah. I mean, everyone always talks about the good sides of the war. I rarely hear people in England or anywhere else in the world talking about the bad side of the wars. And so it was also with Molly and my granddad, Bill. They always told me the funny tales of when they liberated a city, or Molly told her tales. She was actually known as Molly the Milk in her area because she did the milk rounds because all the men were off to war. So she would talk about all the good sides of the war, and but in the story, of course, I also had to explore the other sides, and that was also very hard because it was very upsetting, especially thinking of what's also going on today in the world, if you think of Syria or places like that, and then suddenly it all gets much closer and it does hurt you.
Yes. And how did you deal with Molly's Alzheimer's within the book?
Well, I spent a lot of time with her in that time, so I did know what kind of systems she used. She was very clever, so she had all her little systems in place that she could actually stay home for a very long time. She was in her cottage in Church Stretton until she was 90. And so she was only for her six last years she was at the home. And she was very clever with her systems, how she still made things work and could make sure she would remember. And but it was a time I was very close to her because I was also grown up then and I could see what was going on. And but she coped actually really, really well with it, I have to say. And for me, it wasn't an unknown situation because I had so many years of living close to her and seeing this situation and knowing how to handle it.
And Catherine, you are a long way from Church Stretton now. Where in Switzerland are you?
I'm in Zug. That's between Lucerne and Zurich. It's a little city in between.
And what's taken you out there?
Well, it's job-wise. I work there, and yeah.
Oh, fantastic. No, it's lovely. I can, with the accent and all sorts, it sounds wonderful. So are you there for Christmas?
I'm here for Christmas. It's because my family is here too, and so we're spending Christmas here in Switzerland, yes. But we're doing it the English way, so we have a turkey, and we celebrate on the 25th of December, because the Swiss, they all celebrate on the 24th, because they don't have Father Christmas, they have something else. But we do it the English way, of course, with the stockings and the turkey, and I look forward.
Oh, Catherine, I'll be tempted to do both. If I was you. Catherine, thank you so much for your time. Catherine's book then, From Dust to Dust and A Lifetime in Between.